We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Okay, time to talk to our 93.7 The Fan NFL Insider. The great John Clayton, Brad Ixone here on the 5-0 Steelers, who are set to play another undefeated team this Sunday in Nashville. They're finally going to play this time, the Tennessee Titans. John, what can the Steelers do to fill Devin Bush's shoes? Who's out there in a trade? Is there anybody on the free agent market who they can sign off the street? What can you tell us about that situation?
Yeah, it's not much on the street, that's for sure, particularly to try. I mean, to replace him is going to be impossible because he's that good. I mean, again, you know, you're talking about a top 10 talent, and, you know, those guys aren't pretty much available. And so, and I guess you start to call around because the way I look at it now, and I call it the league more so than I've ever seen of haves and have-nots, mm-hmm. where this year you have 10 teams with one win or less, and last year at this time there was eight. And so you have to start looking at those teams and then how many of them are 3-4 defenses that can kind of give you that inside linebacker look. And so I think that, you know, you call around, you try to do something because you're replacing Bush is so important because, you know, this is a team right now that we thought in the preseason would have a chance to compete for the Super Bowl. It's lived up to all the expectations with Ben coming back well, the defense being good. And so, you know, they'll shop around. And I think you've seen in the last year, they're doing things a little bit differently than they have in the past. They were willing to give up a number one pick for Mika Fitzpatrick. They were willing to trade up with the Denver Broncos from 20 to 10 to get Devin Bush. I mean, they're trying to really get as much talent as they can to try to win in this Ben Roethlisberger window.
John, what would you say then to approaching one of those have-nots, the New York Jets, where Steve McClendon was so desperate to get away, he drove from Miami to Tampa, and asking them about a late-round pick for Avery Williamson, perhaps?
The thing I wonder about with Avery Williamson is that he's still coming off the ACL, and how good is he, and how much are they really doing with him on a very bad Jets team? And so you kind of wonder that things still might be amiss. And, you know, I think for right now, what you're talking with Avery Williamson, you know, you're probably talking a seventh round pick in 2022 or 2023. So that could be a consideration. But, you know, there's the cupboard's pretty bare right now with the Jets. I mean, you know, I looked at the numbers and, you know, I keep track of all the guys who have been to the Pro Bowl and I keep track of them based on who's on the 53-man roster or not. This team has now, after giving away Jamal Adams for the high price and then cutting Le'Veon Bell, they only have one player on this current 53-man roster who's been to the Pro Bowl, and that's 37-year-old Frank Gore.
I want to come back to the linebacker thing in a second, but now that we're on the Jets, what did you make of Le'Veon Bell picking Kansas City, John?
I'd probably take the bad look at it. I mean, it's great for the Chiefs and Andy Reid. Right. But for Le'Veon, and see if you agree with this, because I know it's going to be contrary to anything that he's saying or anything like that. Uh-huh. I think that what he's looking at is an easy situation where he can collect his $8.5 million of guaranteed base salary, you know, because now, you know, there's only a $1 million base salary that he's getting in part from the Chiefs. And, you know, he doesn't have to do much work. There's not going to, because he took a backup job. I mean, you see Clyde Edwards-Helaire and how good he is. I mean, if it's not for the quarterbacks, he's going to be rookie of the year. And he's changed Andy Reid into more running than he's ever done in his career. And remember, the three top backs that he's had, one was Shady McCoy, one was Brian Westbrook, and this guy's better than both. And so there's not going to be much opportunity. I mean, some of the needs that he can do is that he can help out on goal line. He can go in and occasionally, you know, catch on passing downs. You know, he might help out a little bit with his pass blocking. But the way I look at it, and see if you agree because of what you witnessed from afar when he was holding out and not getting the $14.5 million he should have taken, and he's down in Miami, and he's out there on jet skis, and he's out there on boats, and he's doing all these different things. He got a little bit fat and all that. And so I just get the feeling that he's just taking the easy way out with the hopes that it's like, okay, I'll be on maybe a Super Bowl team. I'll collect some, I'll make it a few good checks in the postseason, and I'll just kind of play it easy and not have to worry too much.
I guess I'm a little surprised to hear that, John, only because I feel more sympathy towards Bell in some regards, that I'm sure he thought he was doing the right thing going to the Jets, but that situation just got so toxic from the get-go with Gase, who clearly never wanted him and who clearly appears to be incompetent as far as his abilities to be a head coach. I guess I was a little more sympathetic towards Bell's side of things there.
Well, see, and that's the thing. I'm not sympathetic at all, just because, again, it's like, you know, he made for a player. And remember, I mean, the agent at one point, not the last offer, but, you know, the year before the last offer, I mean, he wanted to take that deal and Le'Veon didn't. And so then, you know, it's, and again, you heard this with Antonio Brown when it was said by Larry Fitzgerald, is that, hey, you know, sometimes you get yourself out of a situation and it could be worse. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened when he went to the Raiders and then went to the Patriots and now can't even get a job in this league. And now you look at Le'Veon making the worst business decision I've seen a player do ever. I mean, $14.5 million is a lot of money. And so then he goes to a bad Jet team that's totally disorganized, and you see how bad it was. And now he's, you know, now he has to, you know, basically wait. And, you know, you look at his career, he's 28 years old. Each year his yards per attempt have gone down. I mean, last year was 3.2, this year was 2.9. And you're wondering, it's like, okay, how much is he into the football game himself? And so I question right now, is that dedication there, or is he just trying to just, you know, getting through it as easy as he can? Now, again, he's good enough that he deserves the chance to have it whatever way he wants it. But, I mean, if he wanted to, you know, really resurrect some things, you don't take
I think if he can't get the job done in Kansas City, if he doesn't put up numbers, he's done. Because
he's not putting up numbers.
Yeah, well, but my thing is, you could use the Jets or the Jets, the whole toxic environment, like Chris said, around him, and make excuses for him. If he doesn't put up numbers in Kansas City, what's the excuse? He doesn't have one. It's the best offense in the entire NFL. It's turnkey for a running back because so much attention is put on Mahomes in the passing game there. Let me get you back to the
line.
But
remember, he's not going to get on the field.
Well, yeah, that's
the thing.
That's right. I mean, he's going to – I'm shocked that he would accept a reduced role and just a complimentary part role and not be a bigger part in the offense, which speaks to what you're saying. Maybe he just doesn't want to play as much as he did in the past. He just wants to be more of a bystander and collect his money. Let me ask you about two linebacker ideas.
Okay.
Miles Jack, Deion Jones in Atlanta. Too rich for the Steelers' blood, in your opinion?
Well, the Jones thing, I don't think really fits in the standpoint that, you know, he's more of a 4-3 middle linebacker. And mm-hmm. So, you know, certainly he can come in and kind of take that Lawrence Timmons type of role as the lighter guy that can play, you know, on the, you know, one side and on the inside and all that stuff. Jack, I mean, probably the price is going to be too much.
Yeah.
Because now what you have to also think about is that, you know, he's on a multi-year contract and that now affects what their cap's going to be for next year. So that one might be a little bit tough, but, you know, you'd have to think that they're not going to take anything less than a second or a third round pick. It'd be a great acquisition. I mean, he'd fill in dramatically, but also it's like, I think that's going to be a little bit too rich.
John Clayton, 93.7, the Fan NFL Insider, is our guest. John, what do you make of, we got this huge game, 5-0 versus 5-0. But what do you make of the NFL, you know, concluding its investigation of the Titans and coming away with what appears to be just slap on the wrist penalties?
Yeah, I didn't like it. I mean, you know, particularly what they're pretty much doing. And again, we'll see. I'm sure it's going to be a substantial fine. I mean, I'm pleased that they investigated it to the point where, you know, the players, which were so pronounced with the three practices that they had, you know, the 17 or 18 players out there, they're basically taking the tact, oh, they didn't tell the players. Okay, well, if that's going to be the case, something should come down heavy on the coach or the general manager for that. And if it's just going to be a fine, I think it's a wrist slap. depending on how big the fine's going to be. So I think they came out a lot easier than I thought, because remember, they had 24 people in the organization that got COVID, and you know, it totally caused all these problems with the schedule. I mean, moving the Steelers to week 7, where you know now they have to go 13, 14 weeks without a week off. That's not good. I mean, you know, look at the situation. It changed everything in Miami. You know, because they had to move some things around. So Miami had their bye week in week 11. They now had to move it up to week 7. And Tua, who was supposed to probably come in like at about week 11, now is coming in, you know, which will be week 8, because they wanted to put him in during a bye week. And so it just kind of messed things up. And so just to get the fines, I don't think it's enough.
What's the motivation for the NFL in not coming down harder, though, John? That's what I can't wrap my head around, is why they were so gun-shy about sending a real message for something that's obviously serious.
Yeah, I agree, because, again, you can see even today, I mean, and not that anything did anything wrong, but last week we had the Patriots. They had, what, 4 or 5 players that tested positive. You now got, you know, at least 2 or 3 Carolina Panthers. Trenton Brown with the Raiders, he tested positive, and you don't want to have any outbreaks like you have with the Titans. Now, nobody has. It's only been the Titans, but the Titans had that happen because they didn't control things. And so that's why. But again, the one thing is, as much as I like and have had a great relationship and continue to with Roger Goodell, I can never guess when he has penalties and mm-hmm. what he's going to do.
John, do you think, based on his comments today, that Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to get traded?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, some people want him to go to the Dallas Cowboys, but, you know, I don't see the fit there. And again, I mean, what, they only need 5 wins or 6 wins to win the division. But no, I don't think that they'll trade him. I think that, you know, what they've got to watch is trying to keep him upright. Now, that's why, you know, the idea of having him start in week, you know, 12 after the week 11 bye week probably was better, because look what they have coming up. So they're 3-3 right now. They have games coming up against the Rams and the Arizona Cardinals, which is better teams that are better. But now, think about this. Aaron Donald against that offensive line and Tua? That's a little dangerous, isn't it? I mean, because, you know, what the way it switches, because Tua now is the only left-handed quarterback in the league, the right tackle, Jesse Davis, is the weak link on that offensive line. And so you're trying to protect the blind side. Now, that doesn't affect Aaron Donald, but if he can blow past, you know, the 3 new guard center guys that they have on the interior of the line, then that's going to be a problem. And then, of course, Arizona is going to be a problem for them too. But after that, you know, they have 4 games against easy teams, so Denver, Cincinnati, New York Jets. So they have a chance to make up ground there. But you know, right now they've got kind of a gift being 3-3, and you know, they're kind of risking it. But hey, if Tua is ready, I guess Tua is ready, but I don't know if he's ready.
John, aren't you left-handed?
No, I'm right-handed.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Are you left-handed?
I am. Yeah, I thought you were in the club.
No, I'm right-handed.
Cool. All right, John.
But my penmanship's bad, so it doesn't matter, I guess.
I don't know. I thought, like, the ponytail thing and the left-handed, I don't know.
What? How does ponytail in a commercial and left-handed?
But the ponytail's not even a real thing. That was all made up. All right, John. Sorry about that. You're the best. Talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks.
What?
That took a weird
What just
turn.
Happened?
I don't know. I thought he was left-handed for some reason.
I was going to ask like a normal question that I wanted an answer to, and then that just happened.
Sorry, that ended poorly. But I love John, and he thinks they're going to shop
around. It'll be like it never happened next week.
He thinks they're going to shop till they drop for outside.
I wanted to know if he thought that they were the best team in the AFC right now.
The Steelers?
I did want to know that. Yeah, I wanted to get his take on where they are right this second.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.